Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Plot Holes Podcast. I'm Ethan Carlson, and I'm here with Jacob Blake and Matthew Hitch. Today, the movie we're reviewing is The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Spoilers! So, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is an action film that was released in 2014. Obviously, the sequel to the first Amazing Spider-Man. The plot is all over the place. It's very rushed, it's very messy. But some of the action fights in this film are just incredible. Some of the best, I think, that we've got in more modern superhero films lately. But the whole plot of the movie goes around with Peter Parker trying to stabilize his relationship with Gwen Stacy, and he meets up with an old friend, Harry Osborn, and he's trying to figure out, like, the death of his parents. And that's not really important, because all of that is really, really, really rushed. It's nonsense in the movie. Other than that, we meet Electro, Rhino, and the Green Goblin. So Electro is just a nerdy, wacky, kind of loser, and Spider-Man saves him one day, and he's just obsessed with Spider-Man. So everyone makes fun of him for it, and he gets into an accident where he, like, turns electric-y, right? So he gets these powers, and then he starts attacking people, and Spider-Man stops him, so he hates Spider-Man. The Green Goblin is Harry Osborn, who is slowly dying from a disease that his father died by, so he wants Spider-Man's blood to help him not die. So he's getting really unstable because Peter Parker refused to let him, you know, give him his blood. So Spider-Man ends up fighting Electro later in the movie, and we find out that Harry has taken a serum. I'm just gonna call it the Goblin Serum, and it basically turns him into, like, a goblin, and he goes crazy. And he wants to kill Peter, so after Peter defeats Electro again, he is fighting Harry, or the Green Goblin, and then he drops Gwen Stacy off of a clock tower, and Peter tries to save her, but she dies. So he quits being Spider-Man for a bit, and then the end of the movie shows him coming back as Spider-Man to fight the Rhino, and the city needs him. I think my rating for this movie is gonna be a solid 6 out of 10. Plot is super messy, but I love the cinematography and the action in this movie. That's all I really gotta say. How about you, Matt?
I've come up to a 7 out of 10. I agree, the plot, pretty just horrible Spider-Man, but the action is amazing. All the fights with Electro, the cinematography with the fights for Electro. If you just look up Google Images, you see all the amazing fights.
Soundtrack is great too.
Yeah, soundtrack. And then, honestly, the scene where Gwen dies is very dramatic, but also really cool. Even though it's sad, it's a very, like, dramatic and emotional scene. And yeah, the plot's horrible, but the action's awesome. What about you, Jacob?
I give this a 5 out of 10. I'm not a fan of the whole Spider-Man franchise as much as other Marvel movies, but it definitely isn't bad.
I have some questions about this movie for you guys, since it was my pick. So how do you guys think this Spider-Man movie, these two, I guess just one Spider-Man movie compared to the others? Like, it's the previous movie to this and then the other two franchises. Plot-wise and action-wise, how do you guys think it compared?
I think because it would never build up to the first Amazing Spider-Man, just because Amazing Spider-Man was the very first Spider-Man a lot of us ever saw, and we always have that nostalgia, and it was a good movie. So I think Amazing Spider-Man tops this one, definitely, but the action in this and I think probably the advancements in cinematography and all the CGI and what they could do kind of comes out and you can really see it.
I think it could probably have a sequel. They always seem to nail sequels most of the time. And normally they'll follow really well with the storyline. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they put out a bad sequel.
Third movies are always horrible.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think that a sequel to this movie might have just not worked. Like, obviously, it needed a sequel, but that sequel was canceled. And from what they had planned for that sequel, it did not sound like it's going to be the greatest.
Also, about the sequel, if there was one, we could see this movie just as a stepping stone into the trilogy. But because there wasn't one, it just ended. So
yeah,
I think it would have changed everyone's view on the movie a lot more if there was a trilogy.
That definitely shows one of the problems of leaving movies on cliffhangers. If you don't have a sequel to fill that cliffhanger, you just have a bad movie.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have completeness. Like, it's like an episode on a TV show, and then
there's never
a second season.
Yeah.
All right, one last question just for the fun of it. What's your guys' favorite superhero? Mine's Spider-Man.
Wow.
Or not.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny how this is your pick. Okay. You go first.
All of? I kind of like... You seen The Boys?
but
boy.
So we're gonna stop right there, and I'm gonna go in with mine. My favorite man, or so superhero, is the Hulk. At the end of Endgame.
Why? Because do you like project yourself?
Yeah, exactly. That's honestly exactly. He's super strong, but at the end, he combines his strength with intelligence.
So is the whole movie.
Okay, fine. Just Endgame. In the end of what that kind of saga of the Marvel franchise was.
Yeah.
I really liked Hulk and what he was doing. And then number two is probably Spider-Man also. But Tom Holland, Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield's stupid.
That was another episode of the Plot Holes Podcast. Thank you guys for listening.